In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't want to come across on this third Sunday of Lent as a cynic by any stretch of the imagination, but sometimes when people start talking a lot about unity, I get a little suspicious. Not because I think there's anything wrong with unity, very much on the contrary, but so often people tend to think of unity in terms of a compromise, which, you know, means that people should compromise on things that they just can't compromise on, such as truth or charity. There seems to be in some kind of places that, well, can't we just all get along? You know, all of that stuff just doesn't matter. But it really is important for us to use the virtue of prudence to understand, okay, what are the things that truly matter? Now, of course, we know that the most important thing is our faith, those teachings of faith and morals that have been divinely revealed. But even more than that, it is also important for us to realize that within any type of group or institution that we have, you know, within our families, within our workplaces, within our parishes, our schools, organizations that we may be a part of, that unity is something which is a fruit of the Spirit. And it comes when, by humility, we put ourselves at the service of others. And that those things which are truly not the most important, that we don't exaggerate their kind of weight in any way. In the gospel for today, we have this scene in which our Lord was casting out a devil from a man who also was dumb, of course, meaning that he can't speak, not that he didn't have intellectual gifts. The interesting thing is that when this happened, you know, our Lord performs this great miracle by which a man who couldn't speak and was possessed by the devil was healed by his touch. And of course, you have all these people who are looking at our blessed Lord and saying, well, but that can't be. Okay? Not only did they not have faith, they couldn't even trust their own senses to believe what they were seeing. And so they accused our Lord himself of having a devil inside of him, which is why he looks at them and says, the devil cannot cast out the devil. It really is kind of an incredible thing. Our Lord says, seeing their thoughts, which is interesting because, you know, it shows that our Lord can peer into our deepest, darkest recesses and call us out on what we're thinking and what we are, you know, are nurturing in our heart. He says, every kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation, and house upon house shall fall. Our Lord says in another place that you cannot serve two masters. Our first master is always Jesus Christ. And that doesn't matter what kind of house that we're talking about, whether it is the house of our families, the house of our church, the house of our relationships as friends, whatever that house may be, that our Lord is always master. But it's also crucial for us to realize that there are other things of authority and other forms of authority. Parents have an authority. Superiors, bosses at work, all of these people have a certain authority. And so often we let our pride get in the way and we insist so much on our own rights and our own opinions on things that we cease to be truly men and women of communion. Remember that communion means unity with others. It's not just a matter of, you know, saying, well, we're going to pretend that these things aren't important, or we're going to, you know, cast a blind eye on certain things, because when we do that, then we'll just get along. Communion is a gift of the Spirit, and it's something that comes with the humility with which we look at the other, and we recognize the presence of Christ in the other, even when we find that difficult to see. Because when we do not do that, when we set up ourselves as judge and jury against legitimate authorities, or whether when we have that authority that we use it wrongly or we use it abusively, then that is when, you know, the termites get into the wood, as it were. And from the inside out, families, workplaces, churches, and schools are destroyed. Our Lord says, every kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation. Very often in our world, we can look around and see so much brokenness. We see broken people. We see broken families. We see broken marriages. And it's easy for us to look at this and just say, ugh, this is just terrible. And, well, it is. But our Lord gives us a solution. But that solution has to come with humility of heart. And it has to come with a sense of pride in the fact that we are children of God and heirs to heaven. That we are not the children of the evil one. And so when we rebuke those demons in whatever way that they come, then the kingdom of God penetrates all of our groups and all of our organizations and all of our houses in such a way as that it may be truly united. Our Lord says, when a strong man armed keeps his court, those things are in peace which he possesses. But if a stronger than he come upon him and overcome him, he will take away all his armor wherein he trusted and distribute his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scatters. The fruit of a house divided against itself is division not only among that house, but in all other forms of our lives. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Precisely because if we are not founding our unity on Jesus Christ and on his word of truth and on opening ourselves entirely to charity, then we will not have an armor at all, and we will be vulnerable to the assaults of the evil one. Those of you who know me well know that, you know, I don't like to be overly pious with certain things. And I am not one of those people who is always saying that the devil is around every corner, right? Because I think that we are fighting the devil, but also the world and the flesh. So the devil has to have his due, but sometimes it is not Satan, it's just your own idiocy which gets in the way sometimes. First of all, mine, right? But at the same time, it is important for us to realize that we must, whenever we see the beginning of the inklings of something which is causing division and discord and disunity, that the way that we fight something like that is by running in the opposite direction. It may seem a form of cowardice, but it's actually recognizing something is evil, that it is the absence of good, the absence of light, and we run in the opposite direction towards good and towards light. And in doing so, that is when we can do work for our Lord. I've always found it very interesting that right after our Lord is explaining all of these things to people who think that he is the devil himself, that there are these women in the crowd who are illuminated by this teaching of Jesus, and they're like, okay, I get this now. This is amazing. And they say very loudly, you know, or this woman says very loudly, lifting her voice, and says, blessed is the womb that bore thee and the paps that gave thee suck. It's an interesting kind of translation and turn of phrase in the Dowie Reams version of the scripture. But these women, because their hearts were open to a word of unity and consolation, and they had seen this disunity and discord around them, they knew that our Lord was truly blessed and that he also was the source of blessing. So today, as we continue this Lenten journey, I know that many of you may be, you know, getting tired of all these mortifications and penances and wondering if, you know, you're going to be able to do it as well as you wanted to on Ash Wednesday when you started all of this, or Septuagesima when you were thinking about preparing for this. Come to Jesus. He is the source of all unity. And if you want to cast out those demons that are in your life, or those demons that are flying around you, or whether it's just your own weakness of the flesh, or whether it's the world that's oppressing you with its false illusion and its cares, don't worry. Come to Jesus.